Well, a lot of you have been with the show for years and years and years. Remember back in the day when Kid used to do bath time with Caroline?
Yep.
And, you know, I have my own daughter, Emma Kelly, and she's 6 years old now. And I kind of thought it'd be kind of nice to throw a little nod to Kid and that old tradition of bath time with Caroline. But yeah. I thought, you know, with my daughter, the best conversations and the most fun we have right now are in the car.
Okay.
We sing together. We have, I mean, she'll throw out some most random conversations with me, and mm-hmm. she goes really deep sometimes. So we decided to just turn on the microphone and do a little in the car with Emma Kelly.
And now does she, and you've, you know, had to tell her this, does she grasp the concept of what's happening?
I told
at that
her,
age?
Yeah, it's the first, because we were out of town when and Fred and my ex-husband had Emma Kelly. And so when he brought her home, I sat her down and told her immediately what happened. Yeah. And because I didn't, you know, go real deep with her, but I just told her that he had passed away. And some people are like, why'd you tell her? I was like, what am I going to tell her? He's in Tucson.
And it's weird how little kids react. They don't really.
Like you say they go on a vacation, they never come back.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
how you explain
because I got
that.
A funny Facebook message from a lady who said, I told my son today that Kid passed. And he said, oh, he's going to be okay. He's up there with my hamster.
Exactly.
And so the kid to him, that's cool.
Kids are, they are resilient and they grasp things and they think about heaven maybe a little bit differently.
Right.
As you can tell from my car conversation with Emma Kelly.
This is in the car with Emma Kelly.
We have some good conversations in the car, don't we?
Yeah.
What were you asking me about, Kid?
Why did he have to die?
Well, he didn't have to die, but I guess God needed him in heaven right now. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
What do you think Kid is doing in heaven right now?
Riding a unicorn with a rainbow mane and a rainbow tail.
Wow.
And I think he's playing with all the kids that used to listen to him that have gone to heaven.
Really? You mean Kids Kids?
Yeah.
How did you know about Kids Kids being in heaven?
Because they are sick, and I've been to Disney World, and I've seen them.
Yeah. What else is he going to do with all of his time?
He's going to look at all the things because he's new to heaven.
He is new to heaven. Who's going to show him around?
Jesus, and he's going to see all of my family that is dead.
Who?
Like Grandma, Daddy, Earl.
Granddaddy Earl?
And Grandma Jean.
Oh, that's...
And Mother Price.
That's right.
And Granny Pinky.
You didn't really get a chance to say goodbye to Kid, so what would you say to Kid if you could today?
Well, if I was in heaven and I finally got to see him again, I would go and hug him. And then I would ride a unicorn with a rainbow mane and a rainbow tail. And then I would go say hi to Jesus. That would be the first thing I would do.
After you hug Kid and ride the unicorn, then you're going to get to Jesus?
No. Jesus, then Kid, then unicorn.
Okay. Well, hey, Jesus, Kid Craddock's number two?
Yes.
See, Kid had a thing about being number two.
What? Okay.
So can you make the unicorn number two and let Kid be number three?
Why did he have a thing about two?
Well, I'll explain it to you one day.
Just why? Please tell me now.
His number two is the same thing as poop.
Oh,
going
yeah.
Number one
is.
And going number two.
Oh, yeah. Uncle Frankie told me about that. Okay, Kid, you can be number three.
All right. Say goodbye to Kid.
Goodbye, Kid. I already miss you.
Goodbye, Kid. I love you. I miss you.
I love you. I miss you. I'll see you again in heaven.